Hey guys, how's it going? It's Quentin here. There's this recent incident with Kevin Hart with the hosting the Oscars. Like, he turned down from hosting the Oscars because I believe that they said that he that they looked back at some old tweets that he had, and you know, because of that, like, the whole public made him apologize and he turned down because he didn't want, you know, have like tarnishing that image, like, you know, separating people and all that stuff. And yeah, don't get me wrong, like, that's a good reason, but at the same time though, you gotta understand, like, you know, those tweets were like 10-20 years ago. I mean don't get me wrong, I'm starting to see a pattern. Like, each and every time that, like, when black men, like, when we, like, elevate or we do a little bit better, then, like, someone always tried to tear us down by bringing up, like, previous actions that we did, like, a long time ago. And, you know, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. I mean, the same thing happened with Charlamagne Tha God. Like, when he chose to host some award show, I think it was an award show, like, they tried to bring up, like, a situation by saying that he was a rapist. Like, he raped his wife and stuff. And, you know, like, you know, all charges were clear. But, you know, they're just going to show you, like, people, like, they don't want to see black men doing good. And they don't want to see black men doing good, speaking their mind, just expressing, like, who they are as people. The same thing happened with this social media star named Brother Nature. Like, apparently he got enough money to, like, buy a fancy, expensive sports car he posted online. And, like, the same day, like as soon as he posts this car, his fancy car, just when, like, people dug some old tweets and you saying some racist stuff and some homophobic stuff, and they tried to cancel him out, and, like, tried to say, well, he was a bad person, he need to apologize, and, you know, he don't deserve, like, all the fame and fortune he does. And, you know, this is actually kind of interesting. Like, I know it's like each and every time you know, someone does do a little better, like, in the black community, like, as black men, like, people, like, if we haven't, like, done anything recently to, like, to tarnish our name or our reputation, like, they always go back in the past and did something back then, because, you know, most people, they did things in the past that they regret, and, you know, they change. But, you know, like, when you do, like, do really good, like, the first thing people do is they get extremely jealous. They get extremely jealous and mad. They try to make you pay for a previous event that, you know, they feel as if that you didn't already pay for. Or, like, they try to, like, take your old, take who you was back then. They try to use that to justify your punishment now. And, you know, like, this is very interesting. As a matter of fact, I want to try to look at it from both sides of at both perspectives. Like, from the people that believe that, you know, that you should still be punished for the things you did back then, and the people that just see it's like, you know, they're just using this to, like, try to set them back. Now from like the side where, like, people believe that, like, well, you know, they did this a long time ago and they still need to be punished for it. Like, okay, like. Okay, obviously, like, I'm not homosexual, so I can't really speak about stuff like that, because simple fact of the matter is, like, I don't know how I feel. Like, I mean, I do research and look at, like, the issues they face. Like, you know, we have some men in the black community, like, they constantly bash these people and stuff, and they constantly bash these people, and, you know, they make them feel like they're less than human, that they're inhumane. Like, I realize, you know, there's extreme hatred for homosexual male, like, this homophobic state. Like, a large majority of it is really taught by, like, you know, religious leaders, you know. Like, they were saying, like, some religious leaders, they just overall just don't believe that, you know, that most homosexuals need to be treated with respect. Because, you know, like, that's what they claim to say in the Bible. But, you know, it's very interesting. Like, you know, these are the same kind of people that never actually read the Bible. Like, they try to use the Bible, they try to use what God said to justify, well, if they're living this lifestyle, these people are going to hell. But you know what's very interesting? I know in the Bible that I actually read, it's a sin to be gay. I mean, it's not a sin. I mean, I don't, like, this is what I read. This is my opinion. This is what I read. And if you disagree with it, I want you to read, I want you to open your Bibles and read what it say. But the only time it actually really mentions homosexuality when it's talking about laying with other men. Okay? Laying with other men. As a matter of fact, I read this book called The Growth to Manhood. I forgot the author's name. But it was talking about growth. It was talking about most homosexual men, it was clean to explain that homosexuality is really just sexual addiction. No man is you can't really consider a man gay if they don't do anything. Yes, they may have feminine ways and stuff, but at the same time though, if they're not sleeping with other men, you can't really consider that man homosexual because simple fact of the matter is he's not sleeping with other men. All it is just all homosexuality is just sexual addiction to the same gender. That's all it is. So in other words, it's really just adultery. So that form of homophobia, that hatred for homophobia, it kind of makes sense because it's basically just hypocrites. It's basically just hypocrites judging other people's lifestyles when they do the exact same thing, sexual addiction. Because I know men that are that are whores. They be bashing homosexuals. It's like they literally are getting these people business about who they sleep with, and they get mad about it. They get mad about it. Me personally, I don't have a problem with who you prefer to sleep with. I just don't want you to force your lifestyle on me. And don't get me wrong, I had some encounters where it has almost happened to me. But I just sometimes I had to get a little aggressive, a little I had to get a little aggressive, a little to tell them no. But sometimes I could just respectfully say I'm not that way, and they'll just back off. I try to understand all people because I read I did some research saying that most homosexuals are depressed. That's why a lot of them act the way they do. A lot of them most of them don't they have a real relationship with their father. So that's why. So that's the reason how come they are the way how they are and stuff. Which I don't know because I don't have that mindset, so I can't really speak on the stuff they say. I just see the things they go through, and there are men in this world that actually do see homosexual men and be like, I hate that person, and that person might be your goal to being successful, or that guy can help you get girls because he can't get around females. I had homosexual friends, and they would help me understand females a little bit better. So that was my gateway to getting with females. So to get with certain females that I want to date. So when a man make homophobic comments, especially if they fucking like 1,000 bitches and cheating on their wives and their girlfriends and shit, then they should get called out for it. Yeah, that is homophobic. Matter of fact, it's not just homophobic, it's also hypocritical. You call out a man for sleeping with men, and you're a guy, and you sleep with other women, and they try to justify by saying that that's in the Bible when all of us, we all not perfect. So you can't bash another person for their lifestyle because you bash another person for their lifestyle, they give them a chance to bash you for their lifestyle. You can't get mad about that. And you just gotta respect it. Just gotta respect it. All right. Okay. Now, for the other side, when people are saying, this is stupid. They seen this. This is how come most black men can't progress because every time we progress, someone always dig up something that's old, and then they try to use it to destroy it. I agree with that too. You want to know why? Because the simple fact of the matter is, like I said, each and every time, in the black community, every time someone do a little better, elevate a little bit, especially black men, each and every time we just rise up just a little bit, we get a chance, we get a chance in the spotlight, it causes a lot of publicity. It caused like a lot of exposure. So like, you know, this is gonna, so obviously that is gonna come with some good things, some bad things. So it's gonna come with some extra rewards, but at the same time it's gonna come with extra haters. So it's gonna, so like some people, like it's gonna be a certain group of people that's gonna look up, that's gonna look up your past and see and try to use your past to destroy who you are. And now, this is what I believe on that part. I believe that no one's born perfect. As a matter of fact, no one is born just being the good person they are today. I mean, we all are good people today, but most of us had to learn a lot of valuable lessons, had to do a lot of maturing in order to get to the level that we are now. The same thing with Kevin Hart. Like, yes, when Kevin Hart did first start, I mean, honestly, I didn't believe he was really funny. I just believed that he just said, he just did immature things, and like, he just did immature things just to get a cheap laugh. But as he got older, I do see some maturity in him, 'cause, mature, with his growth, there's also maturity. So like as time go on, he started becoming a little bit more, tolerable. Started getting a little bit more tolerable. I believe that people change, like people evolve, people grow. So for you to like use what they did in the past to hold them accountable for something's going on today, like that's just wrong, especially when he already apologized for it. Well, at least the way you claim you did. That's just wrong. This is what I want people to understand. If we're gonna keep on, if you're gonna keep on judging a person based on how they was in the past, that means we can judge you based on how you was in the past too, 'cause I'm pretty sure that you wasn't all that perfect either. The person that's judging that person right now. I mean, no one is perfect. No one has lived their whole lives being who they are right now. Like even Barack Obama, like there are some pictures when Barack Obama smoked weed. I'm pretty sure that he did some things that, the public eye didn't catch. But at the same time though, like, we're not gonna help hold him accountable for that because simple fact of the matter is like we just don't know. Like it's really just like there's no record of what he did. And it's good. It's good. That's something about that's the thing about social media. Like my teacher, she would always emphasize about, being careful what you put on social media, because like once you put on social media, like that record gonna follow you forever. Even if you do delete your profile pic, your profile, like you gotta be willing to post and tweet what you believe you won't regret in the future. Like you believe that like what you're saying right now is gonna hold you back in the future, that you just probably shouldn't delete. Like some people they be caught their blessings by like posting stupid shit, like posting and stupid shit when like they life not even sell straight. Especially when they're teenagers. I mean, we live in a day and age, and we live in a day and age with like technology and shit. So like me personally, I believe that like we really gonna stop doing this shit. Like we're gonna stop like, well, he was young, so like we could still like. You can still like give him a chance, but at the same time though, like, like some people are gonna like there's some things you just still shouldn't say, you still shouldn't do. Some things you just shouldn't post, period. I mean, I see a number of people get fired for something they post online, especially like racist white people. Like the shit is stupid. Like some people are so addicted to likes and. Some people are so addicted to likes and comments and getting exposure on social media that they actually want to risk their own jobs in the future to actually post something. Like they be thinking in the moment, they be thinking like, wow, this is gonna get a couple of likes, this is gonna get a couple of comments, I might get some attention. And like when they post it, then like and like they post it, then like the next day at work, like, their boss call them in, telling them they fired because, they saw what they did online. Like, you just gotta be smart. You just gotta be smart. Like no job is a no job, like everyone. But like that's an interesting thought too. That's an interesting thought too. Idea Hughley said something like very interesting. He said, "If like the real comedian is like we can get away with saying stuff, so we're not afraid to lose our jobs." And this is the truth. Like, I know I scared y'all with the whole posting what you want on social media, but I want you to understand, like, if like you understand your own value and you understand your purpose in life, and you're not really relying on your job, like talking about then, like you kind of can do whatever you want, but at the same time though, like, you gotta understand, like, So like that's still like that stuff that you're posting gonna still follow you. That stuff you're posting gonna still follow you because you know like your job like most people they're so attached to their jobs, they're so attached to their job that once they lose their job it's like well there's nothing else I can do. There's nothing else I can do. So, but I'm a really, really, really big believer in like having respect for certain people. You know, like people with job mindsets, they the ones that lack respect from people in the first place, and that's what I see, and that's what I really see. Like people that don't really have any kind of like interest in better themselves or make themselves be better people, or they're stuck in the 9 to 5 mindset. They the people that usually like have the least respect for people, and that's just. I'm not gonna say it's common sense because you know this is not some shit you just learn in school and some shit you learn growing up. And one thing I learned growing up is like mostly some like most of the people that can really put you in a position, they can put you in a higher position, they're people of like different ethnicities, different lifestyles, and different diversities. So you know that's why like honestly I believe you should have respect for all people and just be careful what the fuck you say. Just be careful what the fuck you say. Like try to understand like, you know, okay, well, I said this, and you know, you're just being sensitive, I offended you. But you gotta understand, like, okay, so if they made fun of you, how would you feel? How would you feel? At the real come weird, how come most people are like this? Because you know, they're ignorant to like certain things. Like, people believe they can say what the fuck they want and not get punished for it. But you need to understand that everything you do and say is gonna always have a consequence, whether good or bad. Obviously, if you tweet a certain thing, people are gonna have something to say because, you know, they're watching you. You're always being watched. You need to live your life as if you're always being watched, period. As if you're always being watched, period. Like, some of us are so confounded to the way we think. We think everyone thinks the same way we do. Well, when the truth is, we don't. Like, what you say is not gonna hurt you because you're a certain way. What you say to other people is not gonna hurt them because they're a certain way. That's like white people. It's like white people. Like most white people don't really understand like what black people go through on a daily basis. So you know they feel like they can say anything they want and not get punished for it, which is messed up. But at the same time though, you got under like from like I like black people hear me out. You gotta like just try to understand. You gotta understand that they're not black. They never been black their whole lives. But for one thing I realize is like black people, I mean white people, like no matter how much research they do on black people, they'll never know the real experience and the emotions behind like the daily struggles that we face each and every day. Like the simple fact of the matter is like, you know, I'm recording this on podcast, like that, like I'm putting myself at risk of like probably getting killed because of like what I know, what I know. I mean, I believe the same thing kind of happened to Sandra Bland. Like you know, she was so intelligent and wise about. You know, racial injustice, they killed her. You know, that's what I believe. I just pray to God that, like, you know, God spare my life and stuff, and God spare my life so that way I get my voice out there. At the same time, you just gotta be understanding, respectable people. You just gotta be understanding, respectable people. You know, like always. Like your man is gonna put you where your money won't. That's just the truth. Like I have, like I know some homosexual people that are great, great people. Like they'll help you, they'll feed, they'll cook for you, and they'll give you the clothes off their backs. And I know some homosexual people that are just straight up horrible people. They're just straight up horrible people. Matter of fact, these are the homosexual people. Like these are people who, like, you know. They talk about people all day. Then when someone talk about them, they want to get defensive. I was like, no, like you're gonna you gotta dish out what you can take. You can't just be talking about people all day every day. If someone comment that you're gay, then you want to start crying. Like you can't do that. You know, this is what people like, and this is what people on social. This is what people need to understand. Like we be like putting these kind of people in the same category. Like the good eggs and the bad eggs, like you'd be like, well, all gay people like that, but no, they're not, because like I said, I met some good gay people, I met some horrible gay people, but at the same time, this is really just in every ethnic group, period. You know, good bad people, white bad people, good white people, bad white people, good gay people, bad gay people. I mean, it's not the group that person is. It's the morals and the character of the individual that we need to start generalizing people and just seeing like one person in that group and be like, wow, they all act like that, because that's not necessarily true. It's not. You know, like what I realize is that people that say, well, you know, all people like that, all people like that, they usually be projecting how they really are towards people. Like people that believe that, like, you know, all people, that all white, that all black people are racist, like 9 times out of 10, they usually be the ones that are racist. Like, you need to, like, before you say something about someone else, you need to say about yourself first. You need to examine yourself and see if that's how you are. Because you go around making assumptions about people based on, like, what about their lifestyle, the skin color and stuff, and then in the end, it really turns your fault. Because, you know, I realize, like, if you think that hard enough, you will make that come to pass, you know, and that's in the Bible. As a man think of his heart, so is he. As a man think in his heart, so is he. That's the truth. Like your perspective have more power than you think it does. 9 times out of 10, like the person, it's not the person that you change, it's really your perspective needs to change. Now with the whole Kevin Hart situation, like I said, like, you know, I had some growth in my life, and you know, as I had growth, I started realizing, you know, Kevin Hart, like, you know, sometimes he's not funny. Like he just say stuff just to get a cheap laugh. And you know, like I'm starting to see some growth in him. Like I'm starting to see some growth in him. When he started realizing he can't just say anything he wants to say because he's rich and famous, and that's just the truth. This is the truth. So, with that being said, growth indeed is a real thing. So if growth is a real thing, then how come we're still trying to make people pay for their past actions? We're trying to make people pay for their past actions, especially when like these actions they committed were like 10, 20 years ago. Don't get me wrong. Like there's some things that some people did that they got away with that, you know, they didn't get punished with today. But at the same time though, like, you know, you shouldn't make them get in trouble for it. I mean, if that's the case, if you believe that a person should still get in trouble, so still suffer for the things he did in the past, that means you should too. Kind of for sure, if you're reading this, you believe that, I'm pretty sure you're not perfect either. Because first of all, you have a kind of mindset like that. I know you did some horrible things in the past. So that means that you need to get, that means you need to be suffering for the things you did wrong too. You have to. You can't just believe that all other people got to suffer what they did in the past, and you believe that, not me, because you know I don't do stuff like that. I know, no, that's not the truth. No, you can't think that way about other people, and then try to exclude yourself from their perspective. Okay, that's not right. That's an evil way to think, as a matter of fact. So therefore, if you think that way, you're evil. So you should be suffering for the evil stuff that you be doing too. Period. You should suffer. And you can't. I mean, that's your just your mindset. But me, I'm a firm believer in growth. I'm a firm believer in punishing a person and hold them accountable for what they did, not for the kind of person that they are. I'm not gonna take one person's action and then use that action to judge that person's character, because it's never that. Because the action of the person and the character usually aren't the same thing. Because I know some good people that did horrible things, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're horrible people. It just means they did some horrible things because, you know, the situation called for them to do it. You know, different desperate times calls for different desperate measures. And that's why, like, I want people to, like, you know, stop putting certain people on a high pedestal, have a high expectation for, because we're all not perfect. We're not. I mean, just because you can't do that doesn't mean that that took us. I've been like in a lot of places. I haven't been everywhere, but I've been in like a lot of places, and I've seen plenty of rules and regulations that people break on a daily basis. Like people be like, well, they can't do this, they can't do that. So you know, we shouldn't expect it from. Like yeah, just because you can't expect it from doesn't mean they're not gonna do it. I mean, it's clearly against the law to kill people. People kill people every day. it's clearly against the law to rape people. But you know, we have rapists that are getting ready raping people every day. They know it's not right, but they don't care. You can't just make up rules, regulations, and laws and expect people to follow them. Because you know, a person in the end of the day, a person gonna do whatever the fuck they want to do. And some people they do wrong, they're gonna try to justify by saying, well, you know, I didn't know, or this and that, or they were asking for it, or this and that. But you know, we have to already have this in mind. Like, we gotta be ready for, like, okay, if they don't do this, then what we gonna do? That's the truth. I mean, the only people that disagree with me are people that are doing wrong right now. I mean, I believe the only people that are gonna disagree with me are people that are doing wrong right now, and they be like, well, you know, we only live once. Like, yeah, you only live once. But that's why you gotta be careful, like, what kind of habits and what kind of choices that you make. Because consequences are gonna come in all things and everything that you do. Like, you think you got away with it? No, you didn't. Yeah, you gotta live like someone's always watching you. If you're gonna live like you're gonna live doing whatever the fuck you wanna do, then you gotta expect some hard times to come. That's just the truth. Like, don't be surprised if you're doing this shit every fucking day, you're doing some fucked up ass shit every fucking day, you saying some fucked up ass shit every day, then like with some bad habit to you, then you'd be like, Why God? Like, no, don't say that shit. Especially if you're grown. Now, as far as, you know, you used to do the shit, but after a while, you understand, like, this was fucked up, so I stopped doing it. Then, you know, you got, like, depending on how long you've been doing shit, you got to get ready for some karma. Because, you know, you was doing that fucked up shit, you know, you got away with it. So, like, when you get away with it, you got to be ready for that karma that's about to come. This is the truth. If you don't pay your debt for a long time, in the future, that shit gonna come out to bite you, because it's gonna fuck your career up. And that's just with pretty much everything. Period. That's why I encourage y'all to start practicing good habits right now while it's a lot less work to do. Because this is like why Kevin Hart's in the position he's in right now. Like, yes, he did apologize for it, but at the same time, though, it's like, you know, because he was the way how he was, like, he was doing things he did back then. Now, like, it's putting him like a whole bunch of heat each and every time he tried to progress. Like, you know, when you did a lot of fucked up that shit in the past, it's gonna be a lot more difficult to progress. Yeah, this is the truth. A lot more difficult to progress in the world. And you know the sad part about it? Some people are grown as fuck and still doing that shit. Some people are grown as fuck still doing shit like that. I mean, your actions can only be justified for so long until, like, you get to a certain age. And then, like, when you get somewhere, then, like, it's no longer an excuse, like why you did that. You can't justify that anymore. Like, you, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I believe you're from six to 12. Like, that's when, you know, your actions, like, they're not really your own actions, because, you know, you're not responsible for your own actions. Your parents are responsible for you. But as you get, like, to a certain age, like the age of 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and on up, like, you know, you're very much aware of what you're doing. So you're almost aware of what you're doing. So, like, you know, that's when the line for when he's just a kid, that's when it, like, leaves. Well, at least that's what I believe, because, you know, that's the environment I grew up in. I was forced to grow up fast, so, like, I mean, so, you know, I can't even really speak on that also, because simply the matter, the situation I was in, it called for me to, like, be able to understand my environment a lot faster and be responsible. As a matter of fact, I started becoming more self-aware at the age of, like, 11 through 12. Because, you know, the huge amounts of stress and stuff I need to go through every day, but, you know, like, I need to read more about that, like, about children growing up in their mindsets. But anywho, I mean, you know, that's just how I feel. I mean, how you feel about the Kevin Hart situation? Do you believe that he should still, like, get in trouble for it? Do you believe that there's a whole bunch of bullshit? Like, let me know.